likes to touch himself. Dracula hates the Welsh. They're the two weirdest guys near ya. So come and bask in their power for about an hour. It's Atomic Disaster Theater.
I'm a fan. I don't know about you, but I can certainly speak for myself on matters of fandom. You know, the word fan, short for fanatic, is an interesting thing. What are you a fan of? I want to keep this away from political talk, because it could kind of easily drift in there, but that's not really what I'm talking about. Being a fan of something, it's like being in a gang, right? It's like your colors, your affiliation. What do you stand for? What do you like? Who do you support? Now, I could do the whole Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative thing, but I'm tired of talking about that. And it's not really what I mean, because when I talk about fandom, it's more fun than that. That shit's a little bit too serious. I like it. I like it a little light. See, I hate political stuff. I have no political side. But fan stuff I can get behind. I'm a big, big fanboy, B-O-I, at heart. And you could see that just by listening to the horrible financial decisions that I make on a nigh consistent basis. Never been into sports. Never been into sports teams or anything like that. But it's good that I haven't, because of my fanatical nature, right? My urge, my desire to support things, particularly, especially if they have official merchandise. I've never, ever in my life, I don't think I've ever talked about this with anyone, let alone on the airwaves. I don't think I've ever shared this story with anyone in my life ever before, not even my gaggle of therapists. But I remember when I was young, I'm talking Wang Chung Young Dave, sitting there in school. It must have been like second grade. I think I had just started splitting my pants. I had just got to the level of power where I could physically rend fabric. I was coming into my own, you could say. And I remember we watched this thing. And it was about fandom. Particularly materialism and fandom. I mean, obviously, we were all children, so the concepts were a lot less, you know, involved in this. But that's generally what it was about. And they used an example that I'll never, ever, ever in my life ever, ever, ever forget. They talked about New Kids on the Block. And I don't know how many of you were there with me at the time when the New Kids ruled the world. But it was a little bit of a deal. It was a little bit of a deal back then in the super, super, super early 90s, late 80s. I want to say late 80s, right? Hold on. Let's bust out the NKOTB discography. I want to say late 80s. Let's see here. Okay, discography. First album, 1986. That's actually earlier than I thought. Wow. 1986 was the first New Kids on the Block album there. So there you go. 86. Wow. Wow. Okay. Okay. So I was thinking late 80s, early 90s, but by then we're going into the Step-by-Step era. I don't have to tell you about New Kids on the Block lore. But anyway, they use New Kids on the Block as an example. So they were talking about the material aspect and all the merchandise. The merchandising bonanza. I've lived through a few of them in my day, mind you. The New Kids on the Block thing, the Simpsons, when the Simpsons was newish, you know, then the South Park thing. Like I'm a veteran. Like I've been through these. All right. I get it. I know what it's about. I understand it. I truthfully, honestly do. And I'm watching this video and they're talking about merchandising, and it was like they were talking to this one girl in my class, because she would wear New Kids on the Block shit all the time, all day, every day, it was absurd. It was absolutely positively absurd, and I was beyond jealous, not because she was decked out in, you know, Joey, Jordan, Danny, Bilbo, and Frankie, or whatever, gear. Not because of that, but I was thinking, like, how much fucking money do you have where you could buy all this stuff? I'm here, I got one pair of pants, they're split to shit right now. I have to split my pants in different directions just to make it look like I'm wearing different pants every day. And this broad shows up with a different New Kid on her hat every day. I was a little wounded. But anyway, this show, infomercial, learning thing, I don't know. They were talking about the New Kids on the Block stuff, and I remember this like it was yesterday. The person, the adult in charge, was like, if you like something, if you like New Kids on the Block, you don't have to buy all this shit. It doesn't mean you like them any more if you have it, and it doesn't mean you like them any less if you don't. Keep this in mind, kids. If you like something, if you like a band, or you like the Kids, just listen to the music. That's all you need to do to be a fan. And I sat there, and it was like a switch had been flicked, and I kind of nodded up and down, and I was like, that makes so much sense. I want to buy so much New Kids on the Block paraphernalia right now. But first, I got to sort out this pants situation, because people are starting to look at me a little weird. Now, I am sick. All right, I have a multitude of problems going on, mentally, physically, sexually, let's just say, allegedly. And as I've gotten older, I see it in me. I am such a fan at heart. But here's the thing. I have no loyalty. I'm a mercenary fan, is what I am. And if I like something and it has merchandise, look the fuck out. Here comes Dave's credit card. I don't know what kind of bad familial traits my parents handed down to me. The combination of horrible things that I inherited. Like, did I get it all? Did I get all the bad stuff? 'Cause it seems that way sometimes when I look in the mirror. And when I do this show also, but for me, it is a need. All right. I remember when I was a kid and I got Sega CD and nobody got Sega CD. Hi, my name's Dave. I'm the only person you know with the who had a Sega CD. I'm talking day fucking, well, not day one, but the immediate Christmas. 'Cause look, I gotta call it like it is. Like my family never had a lot of money, but my folks with the video game systems, they were on point. They knew that was important. They were like, look, we gotta give this kid something. We're going to find him swinging from a rope if we don't give this kid some fucking video games. That's pretty much all he has. So they were always good with that. And I remember I would preach to the high heaven, anyone who would listen, strangers on the street. I would implore them. I would beg them. I would sell them. I would like, excuse me, sir or madam, do you know how awesome Sega CD is? You should really get one. If you have kids, you should probably get them like three. Huh. And I'm talking old. I'm talking like the stack. Say the lasagna, the video game lasagna one. Because later on they made it all sexy and it was like a little side port thing where you would put the Genesis on. And then on like there was a little right little sexy looking like CD opener door thingy. But no, not that. Oh, no. I had the big ass box that you would just plop the fucking Sega Genesis on and hope for the best. That's what I had. I had the one that came with Sherlock Holmes Consulting Detective, which blew my mind. I was like, this is the future of video games right here. Obviously. Why are we even having this discussion? Soul Feast. It came with Soul Feast. Anybody remember Soul Feast? Of course you don't. Because that's a dumb couple of words put together. Soul Feasts and Sherlock aside, when I'm in on something, I'm in on it, at least for a little while, until I get something else I really like, and then I'm all in for that. And merchandise and accessories is the thing I love. So when I come on here and I sit down and I put this microphone in front of my funny looking face and I say to you, there is no way in hell I would ever spend $150 or $175 on a motherfucking video game controller, you should know damn well that I'm lying. Because ever since I said that, I've been struggling. I don't have it yet. But I'm gonna get it. It's just a matter of when. The alien egg, that, you know, the, like in Aliens, you know, when you get face fucked by one of them things, and then a couple of days later you're eating, you know, tuna salad with your friends, and then all hell breaks loose. That's coming. It's coming. It's, I can feel it. It's in my chest right now. When it's gonna come out, I don't know, but it's gonna come out. I think it's like the Xbox Elite 2 or something controller. I feel the Xbox Elite 2 in my chest and it's going to burst out. And instead of blood, it's just going to be dollar bills and quarters and stuff just pouring out of my gaping wound. And I'm going to love every second of it. It's not easy for me to admit this, but it's me. The main idea of this show, the reason why I do this, the reason why I talk to you, people out there in fucking La La Land, each and every single week, this show is a celebration. It's a celebration of humans. It's a celebration of that fucked up thing you are and the fucked up thing I am, because we all is. In a big, funny, stupid group. No matter where you're from, no matter what you do, no matter who you might happen to be. At one time, you probably bought something kind of dumb. Whether it's new kids gear, those shoes with the basketball on them, on the tongue, and you would pump them up. Well, that's not, I take that back. Those are awesome. Those are super awesome. I never had them. I never had a pair of pumps in my life. Obviously. I mean, I couldn't even steal them. I just wasn't cool and I couldn't even touch them. They'd burn my hand like a holy artifact or something if I tried to touch. So But I did have the coolest I ever got. I'm sorry. While we're on the topic of shoes and my youth, the coolest I've ever gotten. I'll do them in order because there were two instances. I had a pair of Ruse one time. Just one. I don't know if you remember Ruse. There were shoes with pockets in the tongues, a little Velcro thing, and you could open it. And there was a little, I don't know, twat-sized pocket where you could put Coke. I don't know what kids put in there. What? Like, I have nothing. I'm a child. I barely have shoes. Yet somehow I feel I need pockets in them. And I remember just desperately sitting there looking for anything. Can I put an eraser in there? Just give me some. How about this? How about a needle and some thread so I could sew my fucking pants together? How about that? That would be good. I had a pair of Ruse one time. That was pretty cool. I felt good. I felt pretty cool. If I had a cool meter, that was a spike. That was certainly a spike when I had my Ruse on. Then I maxed out. I hit my cool limit break when I was in, I don't know, eighth grade or so. And I remember I had a pair of Bo Jackson shoes. And let me tell you something, man. When I slipped those bad boys on, there was not a child, there was not an eighth grader on earth that had a bigger swinging dick than Dave rocking his BJs, okay? When I put on those Bo Jackson shoes, I was a different man from that point on. That was my peak. Bo Jack. Now, they were like, it wasn't during the peak, because I remember they were only $50. And that was like unheard of. I think my mother found them on a corpse or something. I don't know. But it was like when Bo Jacksons were going out of style. I had them. I didn't care. I always wanted them. I thought they were the best. Here, hold on. Let me look them up. It was the gray ones. Because I know they had a couple of different ones. It was like the first model they ever, ever, ever did. Yep. They were blue, white, orange, and gray. And I was like, those are the most beautiful shoes I've ever seen in my life. Someday, I'm going to have a family who's going to love me enough to get me a pair of goddamn Bo Jackson shoes. That day happened. They're so interesting looking. I don't know. I liked the colors. They had the little air thing on the side. I was infatuated with these shoes, but no pockets. No pockets on the tongue. I'd have to find somewhere else to keep my cigarellos, I guess, as a young child. I remember now that I'm looking at them, it's all coming back to me now. The swoosh thing was like a sway. Oh, it felt so beautiful. It felt so nice. And they came out with a bunch of other colors. No. I'm talking the originals, man. All right. The OGs and the Bo Jackson shoes. That was when I was at my peak. That was peak Dave. Doesn't get better. Never got better. Will never be better than that. But yeah, which obviously brings me back to video games, because I'm sure Bo Jackson played video games at one time or another. There was a Bo Jackson game, I'm assuming, anyway, of some kind. Which brings me back to $200 video game controllers. All right, look. I'm going to level with you. You're not dealing with a rational man. There's this part in Boardwalk Empire which sums Dave up personally when I get in these moods, okay? When I get in these fanboy BOI fanatical moods. It's been so long since I've gotten a new game system, and when I do, I want to represent. I do. I always do. And if I happen to go, oh, I don't know, a little overboard, well, sue me for having a smile on my face. Every now and again. Boardwalk Empire. There's this part where Arnold Rothstein, my favorite character in the entire show, died off screen, by the way. A little unhappy about that. But anyway. Oh, and spoiler alert, I guess. There's a part. He's a big time gambler. He loves gambling. Super smart guy. Very much into gambling. And he's playing cards. He's playing poker. And he's playing like all fucking night. And everybody's tired, and everybody wants to go home, and he is just not having it. He's just like, no, I'm fine. And he's just like, he's losing so bad, but he is wide-eyed and bushy-tailed because he's doing what the fuck he was designed to. And he's there with Meyer Lansky, his associate. And he's playing, everybody wants to go, and he's losing, and he's just refusing to stop. And there's this fantastic part that I understood so well. It encapsulates me. Meyer Lansky leans over to Arnold, and Arnold leans over to Meyer. And Meyer says, maybe it's best if people don't see you like this. And then Arnold kind of thinks on it for a second and then nods and packs it in. That scene happens to me in my mind every single day. When I get like this, when I see a $200 controller, and I'm like, how dare you? How dare you charge me $200 for a controller? I will never buy this again. Never, ever. I flip a table over. I walk out of the room. I come right back and I start looking at reviews. Apparently the thing just like falls apart and the buttons just stop working. It's absurd to me. It's a $200 controller. This thing should be able to block lightsaber strikes. And a button just stops working. This is like a known thing too. Like if you go look at reviews, a lot of people are like, yeah, the right whatever button, I don't know what they're called, the right one of the right buttons just stops working, and it's like a thing that a lot of people are having with it, and the reviews are so fucking frustrating because it's like, this is the greatest controller on God's green earth, but it will stop working in 6 months. And I'm like, it's at this point where I try to rationalize, where I try to weigh the glee and the bliss of getting it and saying, I am elite now. And then going to play Halo and getting embarrassed by a 12-year-old who will then make me cry. But I'll be elite. There'll be elite tears streaming down my face, dripping onto my $200 controller, which will probably set on fire immediately then from the reviews I'm reading. But everybody seems to say the same thing. They're like, this is the greatest controller ever that I've ever used, that I've ever held in my hands. I've held tits that are not as cool as this controller. But a button on it just will fall off, or just will just stop working after a while. So I weigh the glee I would have for the number of weeks the thing would work. I weigh that against the rage, the fury, the frenzy that would undoubtedly come once a $200 controller whose job is to be pressed stops working because I pressed it too many times? Question mark. These are my thoughts. And this is how deep and how cavernous and how dark and how damp and how nerve root tingly this thing gets in me, in my soul. It's not a mental, it's in me. I still want it. I still want to get it. And the only reason why I don't have it right now is because I can't get it same day delivery. As soon as Amazon gives me the option to get it same day, I will buy it right then and there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to check right now. When I checked yesterday, it was like, I'd have to wait like 2 days, which is unacceptable. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll buy it. Okay, fine. I'll buy your goddamn $200 controller, but I need it that day. You better give it to me the day I get it before I change my mind. So let's see here. There's one that's $155, but I'll have to wait August 11th. That's unacceptable. Just completely unacceptable. You know? Do I look like I have a lot of time left? Huh? Do I really? Man, there's like an orange and gray one. Ooh, that looks gorgeous. Is that two of them, or is that just one controller for $229? / are they fucking nuts? I thought it was two. I thought they were going to, but apparently it's just one, because people need to pay mistresses, apparently. See, here's the sick thing too. I picked up an extra controller, so I have two. I already have two. And of course, like, I needed the battery pack things because it's Xbox, and I don't know why they're not on the rechargeable controller train, but they're still doing the, oh, put two AA batteries in your controller. Like, what? What is this? 2006? Nah, not going to be doing that. But yeah. Yeah, so naturally, I got the fucking thing. All right, this looks like it's the best I'm going to get. $175 with 1 day delivery. It will be here tomorrow. No, I can't bend on that. It's the principle of the thing. Like, if you're going to outrage me that much, that's fine. But you have to do it that day. I need it immediately in my hands, or no deal. No deal, which I think is fair. I think that's incredibly fair, because I am incurably insane. But I'm here to share it with you. See, and I do this on purpose, because I know you guys out there, you listen to this show and you think, like, man, Dave's really got his shit together. I mean, listen to him. He sounds, you know, the bass in his voice, his nuts must be huge and stuff like that. I'm sure his abs are, you know, rippling and stuff like that. And I know I must come off like a very with it guy, you know, but hey, I'm vulnerable. And those rare few times, you know, once, twice every 5 or 6 years, that I can share one of my weaknesses with you, I think that's good, because I think people need to hear. People need to be more honest about what makes them so fucked up on a weekly basis, perhaps. And if I have to buy a $200 video game controller to prove a point, get out of my way, I'll do it. But I guess that's a good thing. That there's that one roadblock. I have to have same day delivery. It better get here before I change my mind. That's my caveat. I'll do it. I'll get it. but I need something. I will feel like at least I was snuggled. At least there was some aftercare involved, you know, post butt humping. Like at least you kind of gave me a little hug, you know, or whatnot. It's always nice. It's always nice. But yeah, man, I'm a fan. I'm a fan at heart. I really am. Temporarily. Anyway. And I wanted to share this with you. I want to know you. I want to wear a pair of your pants and split them directly in half. Just from fucking stem to stern. I want to yank those bad boys apart with the power of my shapely hips and rock hard buttocks. Atomic Disaster Theater. Episode 144. Look, I'm in a bad way, guys. I can't. I know. It. I'm Rothsteining out right now. I can't help it. I'm sorry. I get these moods. I'm pregnant. You know how it is. I don't have to explain myself to you, but I do have to explain myself to the man sitting directly to my left. I'm not just sitting here trying to explain myself all by myself. Because he is the man of the hour, the Tower of Power. He'll devour toddlers. He is the one, the only, the immortal Count Dracula. What it is, Count. What it is and what it will be. The floor is yours. Sweep it. Good evening. It's very good to be here today, Dave. I truly am at a loss for words. After your, let's just say, inspired monologue. Yes. Look, man. People can say a great deal of things about me. But one thing they can never claim is that I'm dishonest about my foibles, about my shortcomings, about my lack of horse sense. I get it. I know. I understand. I'm almost afraid to ask, Dave. But since you got your Series X... Oh, yeah. Before you even start, because I'm going to forget this. I was on Amazon, and I saw that the Series X, I could get it. I could order it. See, because now Amazon's trying to get me back because I dumped Jeff Bezos for Bill Gates, you know? Now Bill Gates, he texts me like, you know, selfies. He's doing like heart hands and stuff. It's adorable. He's like, hey, Dave, it's Billy. Hope you're enjoying your Xbox, baby. You know, stuff like that. And, it's great. It's adorable. It's great. And then Amazon sees that, you know, I split. And now they're like, no, Dave, come back. Come back here. See, and they were offering it same day. They were offering it same day, but it's like, hey, too late. Too late, Jeff. I have been swooned by another, my friend. You had your chance, but you were going to email me and give me 72 hours to order an Xbox Series X. Next. Thank you. Next. So, you know, of course, phone's been ringing off the hook. Amazon's been texting me. Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. Are we still good? We still good? We still good? And I'm like, I don't know, Jeff Bezos. Come back to me when you can get me an Xbox $200 controller. Same day. Same day, or sayonara, Jeffy baby. And then I sashay away with my giraffe-like fake eyelashes. You're in a mood today, aren't you? No, I feel good. I feel good today. You know? Look at... Jack, I came correct today, man. All right? I shaved. Can you tell how smooth my dome is right now? Look at this sensual dome I got going. And look, check it out. I shaved my muff, too. Oh, God! They've put that thing away. Yeah, it's scary, isn't it? I know. I shouldn't go wagging this big, you know, slab of meat around, you know, scare you off. Scare you, make you feel inadequate. I know. I gotcha. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good, I guess, for a failure of a show. Another Sunday in the dumps. I don't know, man. I know, but at least it's early. At least it's early. An early Sunday show. Early-ish, anyway. It's 10:55 right now, man. That's early, right? I'm rushed, but not rushed. I'm as unrushed as I could be when I'm rushed. Let's put it that way. So, okay, I'm sorry, Count. What were you going to say before I went on my shade-tossing on my ex-boyfriend, Jeff Bezos thing?
I was going to say that I'm afraid to ask, but did you get anything else for your Xbox?
Well, normally, Count, I would say that would be your Ask Dave question, because I can't just go around answering questions willy-nilly. You know, I can't do that because my time is money, Count. And you only get one single question, but I'm in a charitable mood today, so fine. Let me just take a hit of this coffee right here.
What kind of coffee are you drinking today, Dave?
It's still that black silk stuff from Folgers, because I got an enormous, like, 5-pound fucking drum of it. So I got it's all right. It's cool, I guess. But I always think I like black, not black, but like dark coffee more than I do. And then I make it, and then I make that face, the surprised baby face, I guess you could call it. But it's all right. It's all right. I got some pumpkin coffee too, because when I see pumpkin coffee on the shelves, my heart goes thump, thump, thump. Thump, 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 thump. Where are the $200 controllers at? It's a good thing they don't sell $200 coffee. It's a good thing they don't sell elite coffee, because I'd need to get a second career in bank robbery. Anyway, all right, here's the tally so far on the Xbox. So it came in. I've had it for over a week. I don't remember. And I was like, oh, this is so great. This is so good. This is so good. So wonderful. So beautiful. I ordered some games. I got some games. And I was like, I need another controller. I need another controller. I mean, I don't. Because nobody wants to play video games with me. I can't. Nobody else. I can't even lure homeless people into my home, let alone people that I want to play video games with. I mean, unless you're a homeless person out there who likes, you know, Halo Infinite. I mean, I guess we could try that, see how that works out. But yeah. So I don't need it. I don't even know. I mean, I just have it because If I'm being honest, I just wanted a stand to put two controllers on. And so I got like the rechargeable battery pack things or whatever, and like a stand that charges them. And then just seeing one controller in that is just completely unacceptable. It needs to have two for the good of my soul and my eyes. So I got another controller. So now I have two controllers, and I was like, good, I can sleep tonight. Excellent. And yeah, there was that. So right now I have six games. And I have two controllers, and I am desperately fighting each and every day to not spend $200 on a third controller that I'm eventually going to go nuclear when it stops working. As numerous people have said, it most certainly will in a few months' time. Yes. That's the tally right now. Count. But, you know, I think you'd be proud of me, Count, because when I always do the same thing when I get a new game system. I get like the cheapo games, right? Like I have some sports games because I don't like sports, but I like sports video games. It's weird. I don't know. I think it's fun to play sports video games, but, you know, I don't want to sit there and fucking watch it. So I got a like I said last episode, I got the NBA 2K22. So I don't get the newest one because you can get like the last year's game and they're like dirt cheap. So I got that. I got like the Madden 2K22, whatever, last year's Madden. The one with Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady on the cover. And every time I talk about Patrick Mahomes, I have to say Patrick Mahomes looks exactly like Olivia from The Cosby Show. It's just a fact. I can only see Olivia in shoulder pads whenever I see Patrick Mahomes. Anyway, yes. So I got that, and yeah. So six, that's fine. Oh, and I got, what did I get? The wrestling game, the WWE 2K22. I think I said this before. I don't remember, but I only get the wrestling thing because I want to make my own guy. Because I love making people in it. I don't know anybody in it. Like I've been out of the wrestling loop for so long. You should see me go through the character select screen of this game, Count. It's the ultimate Joe Biden, like Joe Biden. I morph like the end of that Michael Jackson video where he starts turning into all those people. I morph into Joe Biden when I'm flipping through. I'm like, what? Who's that? What? Is that Tito Santana? Who's that? What? Is that? Oh, yeah, that's Tito Santana's kid, isn't it? What? Who? What's going on? What? Who's that? I'm tired. I'm real tired. And then I just kind of slump over and drop the $200 controller on the floor and all the buttons fly out of it, apparently. Is what happens to me. So I got that. I think out of all the games I have, I haven't paid full price for a single one. I think the most I paid, I think the WWE game was the most expensive. I paid like $40 for it or $44 or something like that. I don't know. I'm not spending $70 on any of these games. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing that. I'll spend $200 on a third controller. Sure, I'll do that. But $70? Oh, boy, no.
Dave, you make no sense to me at all.
Yeah. I know. Look, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just telling you how it goes. That's all. I'll never claim it's right or sane or rational or anything like that. It's just how I operate. It's just how I think. I mean, to me, I would spend $70 on a game A, that I'm interested in, that I would actually like to play, and B, that pushes the boundaries of this new quote-unquote generation. I always say quote-unquote generation because fuck you, because this is bullshit. I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I play these games. They're fine. The graphics look nice. But yeah, duh. That doesn't affect me anymore. You know, it shouldn't be like, oh, well, the graphics are good. Yet, all games should have good graphics because it's the year 2022. It kind of doesn't mean anything to me anymore. You know? I mean, my thing is, I should just be blown away. I should be blown the fuck away when I put... It should be like the old Maxell tape commercials. You know? Anybody remember those? Where there was a guy and he sat in a chair and he put in like a cassette tape and he played it and then like the wind started blowing all his hair back and he's in a recliner and he splits his pants immediately, you know? Because the song is so great. I don't know. But that's what should be. Every single generation, that's how it used to be. That's what I remember, anyway. And playing these games, it's like, yeah, it looks nice. Okay, fine. Cool. I was looking because I was very, very curious because I played Halo Infinite a little more, and it's very fun, and I'm so laughably bad at it. I'm so bad at it, but it's a fun game. It's fun. And, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. The blue computer lady is weird looking now. Because I remember distinctly, I saw this somewhere online. Somebody was playing a Halo game and they showed the blue computer lady. And I was like, Jesus Christ, that's the hottest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. And it was a video game. And I was amazed. I was like, the graphics, this looks, I can't believe my erection right now. This is extraordinary. I've never wanted to put my penis inside a GPU the way I want to right now. So I got the new Halo game and I'm playing it and there's apparently like the computer lady's bad now and you're fighting against her or something like that. I don't know. I don't know the story of Halo. I watched the video. The story of Halo. And I immediately lost interest. I was like, I don't get that. If you start a story with millions and millions of years ago, there was an ancient race of builder people. Like, I'm already out. It's like, I can't do this. I can't do this. We're doing the millions and millions of years and the beginning of time and history. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't believe you anymore. I don't want this. If you need to go that far back, you don't have a good story to tell. I'm sorry. All I know about Halo is you are a motocross man shooting adorable little aliens. That's all. That's story aplenty, I guess. I don't know. I don't care to know more. There have been, what, 10, 12 games, I'm sure. I'm sure if I really seriously took an interest in this, it wouldn't last very long. Because when you have a story that lasts 9 to 12 games, guess what? It's going to get a little furry at times, and it's going to get a little shitty. And it's going to get a little, what is this now? Where are we going with it? Anyway, long story short, computer lady's bad, but that's okay, because Motocross Man has a new computer lady who looks just like the old one, but frumpy. I think what happened was, because you see, like, so I did some research. By research, I mean I watched some YouTube videos. And I went back, because I was like, what fucking game was this? Where there was just a butt-ass fucking naked computer. It was amazing. It was extraordinary. Turns out, that game was Halo 4. Halo 4, Part 4. Since then, there have been, 13 or 14 Halo games. And like in 4, she's the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then they immediately realized that they made a mistake. They were like, okay, look, that's, we went a little overboard with the sex appeal on Computer Lady. We're going to have to kind of dial it back a little bit. We're going to have to just kind of pull the nose up a little bit. Because we can't have Dave walking around this erect all the time. Somebody's going to get inconvenienced by this. So the next game, they put some clothes on her. Still, she still looks good, but not, you know, there's, it's a little less. It's a little, and now she's in this uniform. She looks kind of frumpy dump. I know it's not the Cortana, Courtney, Coco. I know it's not supposed to be her, but it's her enough. But it's just the, her body looks weird. Like I'm not doing the Dave Pig erection thing. I'm not saying like her body looks weird and she looks frumpy dumpy. I'm not saying that like as a guy, I'm saying that as an artiste because I have a tremendously artistic soul. Obviously just her proportions are off. Her shoulders are weird and her butt is weird. And it's like, she's shaped oddly. I don't know what happened. I don't know how they can get something so right, so very right, and then like a deck. Halo, this blew me away. This blew my fucking mind. Halo 4, where Computer Lady was the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my life, that was the Xbox 360. I had one of those. That was the last. I've only had two Xboxes, the 360 and this one. I had that. And we could do that then? I think that 360, I think it came, what was it, like 10? It's 10 years old. That game, Halo, all right, hold on. Let's get to the bottom of this right now. I think Halo 4 is like 10 years old. Halo 4. Yep, Halo 4 is a 2012 first-person shooter. 2012, a decade ago, Halo 4 came out. And it awes me today that we could do that back then. And this is supposed to be how many generations later? Games today do not come like they're better, I guess. But that's tremendously impressive, I think. That was 10 years. In 10 years, we've just made resolution better. Like, I don't know, man. Anyway, I'm sorry. The moral of my story is, I can't control myself. And I need help. So you must help me, Count. I need you to play Halo with me. What do you say, buddy? I'm extending my hand out to you. I want you to help me kill the Covenant or the Flood or the Banished or the Tarnished. Or the blood discs, or whoever the fuck I'm supposed to be fighting in this game. I don't know what's going on. So let's get in the Warthog and let's kill each other. For my own sake, I need you to put me down, Count, like a 13-year-old child would. I wouldn't play Halo against a 13-year-old child because I don't want to get embarrassed. What you say, Count? Can I ask my question now? Always avoiding intimacy. That, my friend, is your problem. But I get... Well, wait, hold on. All right, let me think. Is there anything that I have to say about... Okay, all right. Yeah, well, give me a minute, Count. You'll get your question, I promise. But I'm not done yet. I'm not done because I had a couple days ago, I had a super, super nice, I had like an entire night free. An entire night. You have no idea how rare that is because obviously I'm kissing so many girls all the time, right? So I finally had a kiss-free night. I flipped this closed sign on my lips and I was like, tonight, normally Dave's nights are for lovers, but tonight, it's for video germs. And I have not had an all-night video game fuck fest in so long. And I really, you know, like, it's weird because I got this computer. I didn't get a new computer in like 8 years or something. So I got a computer that was all right. And I could actually play some pretty cool games on it, right? And so I played some games in the computer, Cyberpunk. I played on PC. And I said, it's different. I can't explain it. And I know it doesn't make sense, but sitting there playing on a computer screen, and my computer screen's pretty, it's not small, you know, like I wouldn't say it's big. They're way bigger, but it's not, you know, it's an okay size screen. It's just different than playing on a fucking TV. I think what it is, and this is going to sound weird. When I'm playing a game on my computer and I feel like I'm not focused or invested in it too much for the sole reason that I can just like change windows and go online and do stuff real quick. Or if I'm in the game and I want to look something up, I can just, you know, press a button and be in something else. So my attention is kind of split and I'm not really there entirely because when I think computer, I don't think gaming, right? But with a console, there's really nowhere else you can go. You're kind of just like, if I'm playing a console game, I am 100% playing a console game. It's kind of my only option. And I love that. For me, it makes a difference. I know that might sound silly, but there is, to me, a difference. So I played an all night thing. I'm going to do it again today. I've broken countless hearts, right? I had to call Susie and Stacy and Samantha. I'm only getting through my S's now in my little black book of bitches. All right. And I'm saying, listen, baby, sweetie, not tonight. Okay. Daddy's going to be a little busy. So it's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't played, let's see. I played Halo Infinite. It's fun. It's fine. It's cool. It's kind of, I don't know what I was expecting from Halo Infinite, but it's pretty much what I like. It's fine. It's okay. I'm a little weirded out that like you, in all first person shooter type games, there's the button you press where you kind of zoom in and like you look through the sights of your weapon and stuff like that. And they have that in this, but I'm kind of surprised at how shitty it is because you just kind of zoom in a little bit. You don't actually hold the weapon up and like look through the sights like most games do. And that kind of weirded me out. I thought that was kind of cheap, like a shortcut, I guess, you know, like you can't do like every other shooter game does. I don't know. I just, that kind of surprised me. That did kind of surprise me. So Halo's fine. It's all right. It's cool. Computer lady looks weird. I mean, I know it's not computer lady, but she's just kind of frumpy looking in her outfit and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, so there's that. I played WWE again. Not really. I didn't really play it. I went right to the character creation and I tend to forget how involved it is, right? When you can pick like your fingernail length and your toenail length, I'm kind of like, all right, guys, I'm all for character creation options, but you know, the shade of pink of my gums. Do we really need to go into this? But you know, A for effort, I guess. There's a lot of stuff. Like, I'm going to need more time to to look through all these options that I have. So I'll get back to you when I do that. I'm going to make us count. We're going to be the best tag team. I already made me, you know, it was kind of hard to get that much, you know, muscular firepower in one game, but I think I came pretty close. I have the look down. I'm working on the moves now, but I think what I'll do is I'll do both of our, like how we look, and then I'll work on moves later, but we're going to be the greatest tag team in the history of pro wrestling count. I promise you that, my friend. It's the least I could do.
Well, actually, Dave, that's fine and all, but I think I would like it more if you paid me to do this.
Noted, count. Noted. But isn't it a little selfish to ask me for money when I'm having an inner conflict about spending $200 on a third video game? I mean, don't you think that maybe there are bigger concerns than you right now when I'm feeling this way? Don't answer now. Just think about what you've done and the mistakes that you've made, and then we'll reconvene later. Much later. By much later, I mean never. Much never. But before I was so crudely interrupted, I haven't played Call of Duty Vanguard yet. Maybe I'll start that tonight for a little bit. I don't know. Probably not. And the NBA game, I haven't started, because the sports games are very intimidating for me, because there's a lot to learn. Because, I don't know anything about sports. I don't know anything about the rules. My knowledge of basketball rules stems mainly from the game Arch Rivals, where the guy in the green mohawk was just flat out decking people. Can you do that? I don't know. I'll get a pickup game going and try it out and report my findings to you all, and the Madden game too. So there's still some stuff I haven't played yet or tried. And the Guardians of the Galaxy game, let me tell you something. This is awesome. I love the Guardians of the Galaxy game. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's fantastic. I am loving the shit out of it so far. It's so much fun. I'm so glad I got it. It's strangely I kind of catch myself. Calling Guardians of the Galaxy a superhero movie, because really it's not. It's a sci-fi movie, really. It's not really a superhero movie, but it's like the best Marvel thing I've seen ever is a video game. I'm so interested in the story of the video game so much more than the films. It's ridiculous. And I like the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff is cool. The movies were all right. The first one I liked. The second one was a little meh, but I like fun. I love it because it's fun. That goes so far with me, but and I wouldn't have gotten this game. I think I said this last week, but I watched like a top 10 Xbox Series X games list or something like that, and Guardians of the Galaxy was on it, and I was like, really? That's kind of weird, and so I watched the thing on it, and it's not just a movie video game. If it was just a movie video game, I wouldn't have gotten it. But it's like an original story, and the art on all the characters. Seems like it's taken from the comic book, not from the movies, which is good, because there's something to me that's kind of tacky about like video games where they try to use the likeness of the actors from. I don't like games like that. I don't know why. It's just a thing with me. So I love that. That's cool. I'm very, very into that game. It's super great, and the game is fun too. It's a mix of a couple of different genres, and it's really interesting. It's very, very cool. They did good. They done good with the game so far. I'm enjoying it a super, super lot. And if you would have told me I'd like it so much, I probably wouldn't believe you. But I do. So take that and maybe stop being so judgmental. How about that? I think that's all. I think that's it.
Are you going to get that Game Pass thing, Dave?
Yeah, but not now. Not now. Because while it's cool that they have the Game Pass is like, as far as I know anyway, it's like $15 a month. They have a huge library of games that you can just download and play whenever for as long as you're a member of Game Pass. And it includes Xbox. There's like the ultimate Game Pass version. I don't know if the $15 one is like the ultimate one where it also includes Xbox Live. So you can play online. Now, I think it's a tragedy von stupid shit that in this day and age, they're charging you money to play games with your friends. I don't really. Like, is this amazing technology that needs to be charged for? I don't believe you, but okay. So Game Pass kind of makes it an easier pill to swallow because it's like you get this library of games to download. And there's some good, you know, it's not like shitty nonsense games. It's like there's some good stuff on there that I'm interested in trying out. But the thing with me is I need physical copies. I need to own shit because I'm, a tyrant. I'm very possessive. I need to own stuff. And just kind of like a long-term renting of a video game. I know what you're saying out there. You're like, Dave, all the games that you mentioned are on Game Pass. Yeah, probably. I know for a fact most of them are. But if I play a game on there and I like it, I'll buy it eventually. Because I need to own stuff. That's kind of just how I operate. So, yeah. So I am going to get it, but not anytime soon. Also, there's also a space issue. I don't want to fill up the hard drive on this thing because it's like a terabyte, but the games are fucking meat-normous. It's like, some of this shit is like 100 gigs in a game, you know? So it's kind of like, I don't want to start downloading all this shit and then run out of space because then I don't want to be tempted to buy the fucking, there's like a little, I don't know, memory card thing that adds like another terabyte or two. I don't know, but it's like $200 and I got controllers to buy. I can't be doing that. It's kind of like the Game Pass thing is kind of overwhelming. I feel like right now it's like, wait, I got 6 games. Let me play them. Let me get into them. Let me finish one or two of them. And then I will, you know, then we'll talk about the Game Pass thing because it's a little early in the morning for me. And I, you know, let me just, you know, beat off to Computer Lady a couple more dozen times. Then we'll talk about the Game Pass thing. But I believe they do. I think they have all the Halo games on that Game Pass thing. So I could go and play 4 and then just relentlessly touch myself. Ruthlessly. Like just no regard. No regard for safety or decency. I could do that. I might do that. I'm probably going to do that. Actually, count chances are super great that I'm just going to sign up as soon as I shut this off. You can't. I am a wild card when it comes to this stuff. I know. I'm sorry. I need some more coffee. If you'll excuse me for a moment. I'm sorry for the drinking sounds also. Sometimes I'll listen to these back and I'll be like, Jesus. I'm a gulper, I guess. I guess that. So, okay, Count, I'm ready. I'm coffeed. Hit me. Give me your question. Tell it to me. I am a font of answers. Drink, vampire, drink. It's time for Ask Dave.
For I, Count Dracula, get to ask you, Dave, any one question that you must answer completely and totally honestly.
I'm ready.
Dave! What do you think about Ric Flair's last match? It recently happened, and I'm wondering if you saw it, and if you did, what were your thoughts?
Well, first of all, Count, that's like 9 questions, but again, charitable mood, let's get into it. Ric Flair's last match. For those of you who do not know, Ric Flair is a very old man who should have stopped this a long time ago. And undoubtedly, obviously, and without question, one of the greatest pro wrestlers of all time. I don't think you'll find a lot of people that argue against that fact. But he is a 73-year-old man. And the only person, if there's one person in this world, on this earth, in any dimension, that needs to be in the wrestling ring less than Dave, it's 73-year-old Ric Flair. So they did this event called Ric Flair's Last Match. I don't really like the idea of naming an event that. I think they could have come up with something a little more creative. Like, that's what the event was called. The event was called Ric Flair's Last Match. And it was like a wrestling card, and the main event was Ric Flair's last match. I kind of think it's like we could have done better than this, I think. I think we could have come up with something a little bit more creative than that, but okay. Okay, fine. They could have just called it Muscle Guys Wrestle Wrestle Bang Bang, I guess, maybe. That was a little bit too on the nose. Actually, no, that's not more on the nose than just calling the event Ric Flair's last match. But anyway... I think there's some shenanigans going on here. I really, really supremely do. Because if you would have asked me, Dave, 73-year-old man, wrestling, your thoughts, I would say body bag with a side of embarrassing. We didn't get the body bag, but we got about 8 courses of embarrassing. Now, here's the thing. When this happened, I was like, this is a terrible idea and everybody involved should be fucking ashamed of themselves because this is gruesome. This is gross. This is filthy and disturbing on multiple levels. Now, here's the thing. Ric Flair had a last match with Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, whatever the fuck, I don't know, a billion years ago. And they gave him a wonderful, heartfelt send-off. It was as storybook a tale as you could imagine. His last match was so emotional. It was so good. It was in front of a shitload of people. It was on a massive event. It was amazing. The next night on Raw, he came out. He said goodbye. They made it a big, huge deal. It was like a storybook. Then sailboats needed to be purchased. So he came out of retirement to go work for TNA and have some matches there where he looked old, decrepit, could hardly move, and nobody wants to see Grandpa in the ring sweating and bleeding all over himself. Nobody needs to see this. Nobody needed to see this 10 years ago the first time it happened. But that wasn't good enough. 63-year-old Ric Flair taking a beating in a fucking TNA ring in front of 500 people. That wasn't sad enough. So here we are now. We're doing it all over again. Ric Flair wants to have his last match because sailboats. Or ex-wives. Or maybe his ex-wives need sailboats. You be the judge. I don't know how nautically inclined all five or six of his ex-wives are. But anyway. So it was a tag match. It was Ric Flair and a person named Andrade. Again, I'm Joe Biden when it comes to modern wrestling. I don't know who this is. I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's great. I just am out of the loop. I don't know who he is. I've heard the name a bunch. I don't know who he is. And it was him versus Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal. I know them. I met Jay Lethal once a while ago. He was a very nice guy. Very nice guy. He's from New Jersey. He's a fellow New Jerseyan. I met him at the Rahway Rec Center, where he wrestled for Jersey All Pro Wrestling a good couple of times. One time I saw him wrestle AJ Styles a long time ago. It was really cool. It was really great. And then I got to meet him one time at one show. Super nice guy. Really, really nice. I had a picture taken with him, and I don't know where it is. Anyway, so it was a tag match. And they do this because they don't want Ric Flair's heart to explode. The heart that has a pacemaker attached to it, in case you didn't know. And that last part wasn't a joke. So, 73-year-old man with a pacemaker. Hey, how about we slam him around for a little while? Doesn't that sound good? Why don't we beat the fuck out of him? Why don't we make his blood come out of him for a little while? Sound good, everybody? Everybody like the sound of that? That feel good on your soul? Huh? So anyway, I did see the match. I didn't order the event because I don't care. I'm not going to pay money for this, but I'll watch it for free on YouTube. And I did just the main event because I wanted to see how bad it was. Because I heard, all right, well, here's the thing. Here's what made me suspicious. I thought there's no way on earth this could be good. It's going to be embarrassing. It's going to be filthy. It's going to make me feel sad. It's going to make me feel ugly and dirty and slimy. And I bet the internet is going to tear this fucking thing apart, because this is the literal definition of a shit show. And if you're like, look, and again, keep in mind, guys, like, you know, we all know how awesome fucking peak Ric Flair was, one of the best of all time, obviously, without question. So it's not like you just have something against Rick. No, I have something against 73-year-old men in the ring. Don't. Bad idea? How about that? How about bad idea? And I knew something was wrong. I knew something was fishy. When I started, I was like, man, people are going to tear this apart. It's going to be great listening. Dave's going to have a ball on YouTube listening to this, the reaction from this match. And so I went searching. And I listened to some reviews on it. And out of all the reviews I listened to, there was like one guy who was like, this was gross. It was embarrassing. It was humiliating. It was awful. There's only one or two guys who had eyeballs. Right? And I was like, geez, people are really kind of sugarcoating this, aren't they? Most of the stuff I heard was like, well, obviously, you know, Rick, he's 73 years old. He wasn't at his best, you know, but the moment was really something. And the event was, you know, really something else. And it's good that he got to go out the way he wanted to go out. And I say, what? Like, something was off about all these reviews where I'm like, I feel like I'm being lied to. So I went and I found the match on online and I watched it, and it started out and I was like, all right, well, he looks like shit, but you know, he's 73, whatever. I mean, I look like shit. I'm 42. But hey, I would be Kurt Angle in the ring compared to this guy. But anyway, he goes out there and I'm like, oh, well, whatever. He's not doing a lot, but that's, I mean, whatever. It's a tag match. Good. Keep him out of it. Let him go in for a little while, do his thing. That's fine. And then something happened. And it was like, as the match went on, he started to hunch over more and more. like a transformer in slow motion rotting. And then there was a point in the match where like they suplexed him or something. And he just didn't get up. And he like dragged himself to the, he like tagged out, dragged himself to the, to the corner of the ring. The match is going on and he's on the floor. He's laying down on the floor in the corner for minutes. Just like the match is going on and he's still in the ring crawling. He can't like, so it's, he goes back to his corner. And he's under the rope and he's just hanging there for dear life, laying down. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And I was like, something is wrong. Something is oh so wrong. The match continues. Of course, he's bleeding. He's got this weird orange pink juice coming out of his head. It's incredibly unnerving to watch. It's incredibly disturbing. Everybody knows it, but so few are going to say it. The match is coming to a conclusion, and Rick's tag team partner tries to, he tries to give him brass knuckles, right? But Ric Flair's body isn't working. And he's still on the ground. So Ric Flair's partner walks over to him, takes the brass knuckles, tries to put them on Ric Flair's hand, slip them on his fingers. Ric Flair's hand is shaking more than mine do when confronted with Krispy Kreme. His hand is shaking so hard, he can't put on brass knuckles. He has to put them on his other hand. It was worse than I imagined it could ever, ever be. I implore you, if you can hear this, go watch this. And the downright conspiracy that is occurring of people not talking about how disgusting and disturbing and awful it was. And I think I know why. Because this event was put on by Conrad Thompson, who runs a thing called StarCast, which is like a big wrestling podcast yearly thing where people make a lot of money. So wrestling podcasters don't want to trash the event of the guy who might want to invite them, because when next year's StarCast comes around and all these wrestling podcasts are like, hey, can you put us on your big popular show where we can maybe make a little bit of money? He might say, oh, well, you talked bad about my event, so I think we ran out of spots. So maybe you should choose your words a little carefully next time when you're criticizing things I do. And I call me crazy. Call me a bit of a conspiracy theorist, but I think that's why people are treating this fucking atrocity with these little kitty gloves. Like, well, Rick didn't look his best, but you know, he went out the way he wanted to. Really? You think when he was pondering one last match, one last roll in the hay, one last battle? You think he saw himself covered in orange blood, laying down in the corner, unable to stand up for the last half of the match? Is that what you think? You think he's like, just what I always wanted. That's the way I want to go out. Very doubtful. Very, very doubtful. This was atrocious. Legal action should be involved, at least on a spiritual level. The people involved in this are at least going to hell. I can sleep at night at least knowing that. Because if you put a 73-year-old man with a pacemaker in the ring and you benefit from it at all, you are satanic. End of story. It was gross. So, yes, Count, I did see his last match. It was awful. It's an awful idea. And I heard this one guy, and he was like, he was like, how can anyone be upset at this? Because he went out the way he wanted to go. Like, look, guys, I don't ask you for anything other than your time. The time it takes to listen to this, to listen to me come on here and tell you how badly I want a $200 Xbox controller that I really shouldn't. But I want you to do Uncle Dave a favor. If you have, I don't know, some time to spare, you're putzing around YouTube, put in Ric Flair's last match. You don't have to watch all of it. Watch the last half. See what's going on there. And you tell me if that, the lasting image of that man with the shaking hands who cannot stand with the orange blood on his face, you tell me if that's how anyone would want to go out. And this is beyond wrestling. This is government level. This is Biden. Biden's at the top of this somewhere, along with the lizard people, trying to convince everyone that this was not a laugh out loud atrocity against good taste. Much like this podcast, much like my penis. But I never, ever claimed otherwise.